because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Savior, in addressing his disciples, said, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. Perhaps there never has been, or ever will be, a night quite like that night just outside Jerusalem, when the Savior and his disciples made their way down the Mount of Olives, down to the Kidron Valley, and entered into the Garden of Gethsemane. It was the night in which they had eaten the Passover together, and the night in which the Savior had instituted another remembrance feast. It would have been a clear night as they walked down that Mount of Olives. So the Passover was always held in the night of a full moon. For the disciples, they did not suspect that that night would be like no other night they had ever experienced. But then they had not been listening. They had not been giving attention to the words spoken to them by their Lord, relating to that night and the day that would follow. Matthew chapter 16. There we read, verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go in unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. The Lord Jesus began then to reveal to his disciples what would shortly come to pass. But when you read the following chapters, up to this chapter 26, we really discover that the disciples had not taken to heart what the Lord Jesus had said. Now as they descend at the Mount of Olives, the Lord has something else to say to them about what would take place that night. And in our text we read, then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. I'll be an offense to you. You'll not want to have anything to do with me tonight. It was a word of warning. It came from the lips of their master. Yet it appears that once again, the disciples did not give attention to what the Lord had said. For we read in verse 35, Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. The Lord had just said they would. The Lord had just told them, it's written in the Scriptures. But Peter spoke up and said, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. likewise also said all the disciples. Sometimes we just concentrate on Peter and nearly think Peter was the only one who said this, but all the disciples said the same thing. Even though the Lord had just told them, "You will leave me tonight. You will forsake me tonight. I will be an offense to you tonight." Peter and all the disciples said, "Lord, no, that's not what's going to happen. You'll notice that the Savior didn't argue with the disciples. The Lord Jesus simply said, "Ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. And after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Peter said, "Though all men be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." And Jesus simply said, "Verily I say unto you, this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." The Lord was just simply stating a fact. And then Peter contradicted the Lord again, as did all the disciples. And the Lord Jesus just left it there. You notice that? The Lord did not argue with them. The Lord presented the truth to the disciples and let them discover the truth of His words for themselves. This not teach us then, believer, that we ought always to give attention to the Lord's words of warning. We cannot treat them lightly. We cannot overlook them. We cannot say, "But they don't apply to us." If we begin to argue with ourselves, we can be sure the Lord will not argue with us. He has presented His truth to us. He'll give us His words. And He'll leave it with us. But He'll not argue with us. He'll just leave us to come to a realization of the truth ourselves. And Peter and the other disciples came to a realization of the truth of the Lord's word. Peter that night went out and wept. He would have been far better, along with his fellow disciples, far better listening, giving ear to the Lord's word. It was a better lesson for Peter to learn, especially for this disciple who made such a proud boast. Peter answered and said unto him, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Whatever James does, whatever John does, whatever Andrew does, whatever the rest of the disciples do, I will not be offended. The Lord said, "You'll deny me thrice tonight before the cock crows." Said, "I'll die with thee, Lord, before I deny thee." The other disciples added their amens to what Peter said. But Peter wasn't able to keep his word that night. He failed the Lord miserably, as did the others. It was a terrible night. Terrible night for many reasons. The night that Peter denied his Lord. I want us to look at what led to Peter's terrible downfall. And I believe we can learn from this. Because it's as if the Holy Spirit has recorded Peter's backward steps, step by step. And these things are written for our blessing. Peter backslid that night. It's not a pretty picture. It's a sad thing. You see professing believers backslide. We learn from this disciple's night of denial. Notice first of all regarding this night, the night of Simon Peter's claims. Peter made a number of claims that night. And as that little group of disciples descended the Mount of Olives that night, their master made the startling announcement, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night." He spoke to them about their disownment of him. He told them that they would disown him that night. Savior said to them, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night." I want you to notice, we know that the Lord is no respecter of persons. The Lord did not regard any one of the disciples as being stronger than the other. For he said, "All ye, every one of you, shall be offended because of me tonight." The Lord, of course, knows what is in man. All ye. Peter's zeal. John's devotion. Andrew's art of witnessing. None of these things would prevent the disciples from failing their Lord that night. None of these things would prevent them from denying their Lord. None of these things would prevent them from forsaking their Lord. It doesn't matter how zealous an individual is, or how devoted to the Lord and His cause a believer may be. Every one of us is as vulnerable to backsliding as Peter and the other disciples were. Every one of us. It reminds us certainly when we look at Peter and the other disciples just how weak we all are. And how we need to be continually praying, "Lead me not into temptation, but Lord, deliver me from evil." For we are so weak. And here the Savior highlights the evil which the disciples would commit that night. "Ye shall be offended because of me." It's hard to take in those words, is it not? "Ye shall all be offended because of me." Why? Why, what would the Lord do? What had the Lord done to them that would cause them to be so offended? Take that word offended. When you read it in the Greek, you'll recognize it as an English word that we're familiar with. The word offended in the Greek is scandalizo. Scandalize. It would be a scandal for any of the disciples to be associated with the Lord Jesus that night. And the Lord told them, "You'll be scandalized. You'll forsake me tonight. Because you'll regard it as a scandal to be associated with Jesus How could they be so disloyal to their master? How could this group of disciples who'd lived with their Lord and walked with their Lord and listened to their Lord for 3 years suddenly in one night desert him, and desert him in his darkest hour? How could they distance themselves from him, one who had loved them so? Yet, there is no difference between us and Peter and James and John and Andrew. We're just as weak as they. Every one of us could fall backwards as far as Peter and the other disciples. We need to listen to the warning voice of the Lord. And what we read in this word, as if it's written for us. We notice also after the Lord said that they would disown him, we see the defiance of Peter. Peter's response to the Lord's warning flew in the face of truth. The Lord said that they would be offended because of him. He said this night, for it is written, for, because it is written. Why would Peter argue with the Lord? Why would Peter argue with the scriptures themselves? It was as if he completely ignored what the Lord had said. It was as if he completely ignored what the scriptures said. Look at it again. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written. Peter, it's written down in Scripture. The Scripture says, when the shepherd is taken, the sheep will be scattered. Peter, it's written in God's Word. Why would Peter argue? Why would he argue with the Scriptures? He completely ignored what the Scripture said. He completely ignored what the Lord said. Not that the Lord needed to back up his word by quoting Scripture, but he did it anyway. And he quoted Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 7. Yet how prone we are to do as Peter did. That is to ignore the warnings of Scripture and to turn a deaf ear to the truth. The Word of God teaches us from Genesis to Revelation how we ought to live. The Word of God is our rule and our practice for life. The cry of the great Reformation was sola scriptura, the Scriptures only. The Scriptures only. The Word of God is our guide. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That's why we're given God's Word, to show us how we ought to live, how we ought to walk in this wicked and perverse world. But if we don't heed the warning, if we don't read the Word, and we don't take them to heart, we'll fall just as Peter fell. If we don't add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and so on, we'll fall backwards. Peter did. Why? Because he turned a deaf ear to the Word of God. Peter, It was ripping. Your argument. Not only do you have Peter's defiance, you have his determination. One word from the Lord should have been enough. But the Lord speaks to Peter again, second time, on this matter. But still, Peter is determined to go on. Verse 35, Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise, also said all the disciples. After another word from the Lord to Peter, the apostle was determined to prove, really, Peter was determined to prove the Lord wrong. What else can we take from this? I know Peter had a great love for the Savior. And it was out of a heart of love for the Lord Jesus that he said this. But he was flying in the face of truth. The truth of God's Word said the shepherd will be smitten and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. And then the Lord said, Peter, you'll deny me three times. Peter said, no, I won't. He was determined. It was as if he was determined to prove the Lord wrong. And really, we look at the other steps. Really, this was Peter's first step back home. Here it is. Not giving heed to the warnings of Scripture. Instead, showing a great determination to go on his own way, no matter what the Lord said. Notice his downfall was not far away, for the Savior said, ye shall be offended because of me this night. He would fall that very night. It was as if Peter was standing at the end of the and the Savior was warning him, but Peter was determined to go on his own way. Lord spread the Scriptures before him. It is written, Peter. As if Peter just trampled them underfoot. As if Peter said, Lord, it doesn't matter what the Scriptures say. This is what I say. And I say, I am not deserved. Dangerous thing not to give attention to the Word of God. Turn, please, to the Psalm. Turn with me to Psalm 119. Of course, we're aware that Psalm 119 is all about the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 6. Verse 5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. And many have fallen back and fallen into trouble because they haven't given time for the Word. They haven't obeyed the Word of God. Look at verse 35. The same psalm. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments. Make me. You see, David was aware of his weakness. He was prone to wander astray. And here his prayer is, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. My believer, we ought to make that our prayer. Lord, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. Help me to walk in thy word. Make me do. We want our children to do right. We show them what is right, what is wrong. We've set before them our commandments, our rules, our regulations. We want them to walk in those commandments. Why? Because we don't want them to make shipwreck of their lives. We are the children of God. The Lord has given us His law, His statutes, His word. And He has called upon us to walk in His word. And here the psalmist says, Lord, make me to walk in thy commandments. A lot of people saved a lot of heartache, a lot of tears, a lot of sorrow as they had walked in the Lord's commandments. Look at verse 105, how often are these words being quoted? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Take away the lamp and the light, what do you have? Here we are in a dark world. Take away the word. Abandon the word. Neglect the reading, the study, or the hearing of the word. And we're in darkness. It's like walking along a narrow path on the side of a mountain. We are walking in darkness, but fall over the edge. We're walking a tightrope in this world. We need the light and the lamp of God's light. Peter flew in the face of the word of God. My. How he said for it. The night of Simon Peter's claim. It's also a night of Simon Peter's carelessness. Simon Peter claimed that he would not deny nor forsake his Lord that night. It was a proud, vain boast. One that was bound to fail, can be seen from his actions that night. Where does it all go wrong? He was so vehement in stating, I will not forsake thee. I will not deny thee. In fact, Lord, I'll die with thee rather than deny thee. Where did it all go wrong? And it all happened so quickly because it happened that very night. You know where it went wrong? Disobeyed the law. We've already highlighted how he just turned a deaf ear to the word. But there's something else. It all began in the Garden of Gethsemane. Peter and the other disciples had often gone there. We know that from the opening verses of John 18. And one of the charges that was brought to Peter, was thou not one of them that was in the garden with him? They knew Peter had been in the garden with the Lord. And that night in the garden, the Lord had taken his disciples there, and then he had taken Peter and James and John. The Lord had gone there to pray. Look at Matthew 26 and verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And he saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Watch with me. The Lord had often been with his disciples. He'd been with them in the storm. With me. Now it's your turn to be with me. Strengthen me. Yes, he's God. We must remember he's also man. And every man needs encouragement. He said, Watch with me, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and said, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them. Saith unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Verse 41. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. The Lord obviously had asked the disciples to pray with him the first hour. Now he says, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The Lord went away and prayed again, and verse 43, he came and found them asleep again. That was the beginning. Well, maybe the second step. First step, I've already highlighted in that thing. Didn't take the word of the Lord to heart. Didn't keep the word. Now here's the second. The Lord said, Watch, that ye enter not into temptation. This will be a night of trial. This will be a night of testing. It will be a night of temptation. Peter, you need to pray. Not only because of that, but because of what Peter had claimed he would do. Going to being loyal and faithful to his Savior and even, if necessary, die with his Savior. He needed to pray. He needed to pray and ask the Lord for strength to remain faithful. But he didn't pray. That was the night he openly blasphemed everybody. Many Christians stumbled and fell on prayer, not in public. And many Christians have entered into temptation because they didn't pray. The Lord says, What? Prayer will keep you out of temptation. Many Christians believe they can live in the strength of the arm of the flesh. bread of living and the strength of the Lord. Therefore, don't follow him. Peter gave way to the flesh. Peter chose rather to flee from evil. Our boldness of our arms. Instead of praying for him, instead of praying for his tongue. Stephen has disobeyed the Lord. Notice also the carelessness of the priest and his distance from the Lord. After the Savior prayed alone in Gethsemane, he left and they are restlessly. Yes, Peter was ready to defend his Lord through the sword. Peter didn't know the mind of the will of God. The Savior told him, "Sit up, Peter, do not know why." Can we read a verse 15? Peter followed him. The high priest's palace and went in and sat with his servants. First of all, he didn't pay attention to the word of the Lord. And he didn't say it. Ah, he's following. But he's following afar off, some distance by the servants. Here we are near the end of the Savior's earthly ministry. We think of the beginning of his ministry. He called people, and he called people, and he called God, and he called God. And I will make you fishers of men. And if we could have spoken to Peter that night, Peter would have said, "Well, I'm still following." Look, I'm still following him. Yes, Peter.
But I so saw you through him. You would have to prepare by following him to not follow. It happened so easily. Nobody would question the zeal of Peter. He is the most zealous, perhaps, of all the disciples and is following the Lord far off. Parents ride for a walk with his little son or not. And quiet, not to cope with those angels. No need to hold the child by the hand. Start off the tomb and walk into the gallery. Father walked on. Before he knows it, he was behind the child playing with him. It happened so easily. Remember when you started off following?
How near are we? cannot afford to allow anything or distance to come. Keep going backwards and backwards and deeper and deeper.
Further and further away from the Lord.
Look at that verse 58 again. Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace and went in and sat with the servants. Not even following now. He sat with the servants, and he wasn't sitting with the servants of the Lord. He wasn't sitting with his fellow disciples. Where were they? Where were the other disciples? Peter's on his own now. He's departed from his fellow servants, and he's departed from that's the way it goes. That path has been walked by tens of thousands of professing believers. They've walked the path that Peter walked. First of all, don't take any heed or warning given to them from the Scriptures. They don't give ear to the Word of God. And then they don't pray. And then they're following afar off. And before they know it, they're sitting with the ungodly. They feel more at home with the ungodly than they do with God's people. They're more at ease with God, with the ungodly than with God's people.
And of course, they know they're talking the language. Not what happens here. Verse 74 is the same chapter. Then began he to curse and to swear. Couldn't have spoken like that while he was gone. Sad, isn't it? Please,
this isn't a one-off. This isn't something that just happened to Peter alone. This has happened to Christians for centuries. They get away from the Lord. They follow afar off. They depart. They're no longer in the company of God's people. They begin to talk the language of the world. And then when they're challenged, you're not one Christian. You're not used to go to prayer meeting. But I used to, now I'd see you read your Bible and work. What do you do?
his mind. And in verse 69, now Peter sat without in the palace, and the damsel came unto him, saying, Thou hast also walked with Jesus of Galilee, but he denied before them all. Notice that he wanted them all to know. Not just the damsel, wanted everybody to know. There in verse 72. And again he denied, only this time with an oath. And then when he was challenged again, verse 73, and after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man.